Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Well, that's it. Our last podcast here on the Ask Coach Perry platform before Comrades 2016. It is the Friday before race day that we're releasing this. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to touch base. A couple of days to go. I don't want to say two sleeps because we know no one sleeps on Comrades the night before Comrades. But let's talk about some final race day instructions from the coach. What do you want people to know going into Comrades on Sunday?
Look, I think there's three things that are really critical. Number one, get to the start early. Okay, so you don't want to start your day in a panic. You're going to be scared enough and enough of a panic. So leave really early, get to the start or get dropped off an hour before the race. So you want to be in Maritzburg, out of your car at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Number two, hold back at the beginning. No matter what the circumstances are, the first 27Ks are the hardest part of the route, so you've really got to hold yourself back there. And number three is to enjoy yourself. We spend a lot of time talking about the race. It is an enormous task. It's 89 kilometers. There's massive climbs, but you've heard all those things over and over and over again. You are scared enough. Don't forget to enjoy yourself. The first 40Ks in particular offer you an enormous opportunity to interact with the crowd, interact with fellow runners, and really just get a whole lot more out of Comrades than just running a race. And when the going gets tough a little bit later on, if you've had enough fun throughout the day, that will really help you when you get to that crunch time, because you won't have expended enormous amounts of energy stressing for however many hours, and interacting with people and getting to know people and enjoying yourself on the road will also just help the time go by without you focusing literally on what you're doing every kilometer of the day.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, I'm disappointed you didn't tell everyone what you normally tell me before a big race.
Now I'm a little worried because it's probably something along the lines of don't F it up.
I was going to say don't stuff it up, but yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Lindsay Perry, it's been amazing building up to Comrades 2016 once again. Thank you so much for your time once again. I know you're going to be out on race route as well with your athletes. Best of luck to everyone you've coached and particularly up front. We're hoping for another South African victory. I'm not going to jinx it, but we'll just leave it at that. Lindsay, thanks a lot again, and we look forward to catching up post Comrades 2016 and when we started again for Comrades 2017. So until then, we'll chat soon. Take care.
Good luck, everybody.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.